have gained some spiritual muscles this year. I'm proud of that. I'm proud to be able to say, God, you have taught us some things and you have brought us to some places. But I felt like God really gave me a word to come and share for you tonight. And I feel like God is telling you that He is getting ready to move you through this season. I'm going to tell you, this season, I know what it's been like for you because I know most of you. I know what this season has been like. This season has been, for a lot of us, it's been a strengthening season. It's been a spiritually building season. It's been even, I'll tell you, in my life, a whole lot, it's been a correcting season. You know, God says He loves the children that He corrects. Man, God has corrected me. How many of you are honest enough to say, man, God has corrected me this year? He has loved me. He has counseled me. He has straightened me up. He has put me on a right path. He's pruned me this year. It's been a year to where we have walked through a lot of things. The enemy has really planned battlefield after battlefield. How many of you know what I'm talking about? There's been battlefield after battlefield after battlefield. Every step, the enemy seems to have already gotten there and prepared something before we got there. And I'm going to tell you one thing that you need to know. That this has been a preparation season because God is wanting to take you through it to what this season was intended to build in you from the beginning. This has been a season, I believe, church, to cry out to God. How many of you have cried out to God this year? Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, my pillows have been wet with the crying out heart that God has put in me because of situations, because of circumstances in this season. You know, my husband, back before we even walked into this year, he had a dream. And in that dream, God said, this is going to be the Psalms 40 year for you. And I'm going to tell you, if you go back and you look at Psalms 40, I'm going to read it to you because I want you to understand God knew what this year was going to mean in all of our lives. Psalms 40 is a psalm that David wrote, and it said, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and He heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud, out of the mire. He set my feet on a solid ground, and He steadied me as I walked along. I'm going to tell you, I mean, I've taken a lot of steps this year, and it is still, in moments in my life, a shaky, hard place to step there. But what God is teaching me, if I'll step out even in that shaky, hard place and stand, He makes that be a steadied place in my life. He is steadying us this year. He's given us a new song to sing and a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be amazed because that we were people that put our trust in the Lord. I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't know how many people are watching you this year. I've said that time and time again. I'm going to tell you, you have no idea, Cody, how many eyes were on you this year. Do you know that? People are looking to see, will God be faithful to them? And I'm going to tell you, God will be faithful to you. God's plan for you this year is to get you to stretch places and to meet you there. God is going to be faithful to you. Oh, the joys of those who trust in the Lord. I've said that a whole lot of times with faith this year. That's been a scripture I've constantly went back to with faith. Oh, the joy, because I'm trusting in you, because God, I'm going to tell you, it's a faith step to say joy at times. You just choose to say joy at times. But when you choose to say and speak and see joy, I'm going to tell you, God will honor your faith. He will bring it to joy in your life. We've seen that in this church. We've seen that in this church, that God has brought it to a place of joy in our life. Oh, the joys of those who trust in the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud, or those who worship idols. I'm going to tell you, it is easy to look at people who do it all on their own, all by themselves, all in their own wisdom. It's easy to look at them and say, you know what, they got it together. But I'm going to tell you, you put your eyes on people who only depend on God. You watch what God does for people who say, I can't do it unless God does it. I can't move it unless God moves it. I can't even begin to think through that problem unless God thinks through it for me. You put your eyes on them at the end of this year and you see what God does through those people. I'm going to tell you, because anything you think you can do on your own is pride. God, I'm going to tell you, here's the heart of a humble man. It's, God, I can't do anything without you. I can't even think without you. I can't even speak without you. I'm going to tell you, and God draws near to a humble heart. So if you are simply saying, if this is all you're saying, God, I can't do anything without you, you have drawn God into your situation. You've drawn God into your life this year. Oh, Lord God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans are for us too numerous to list. You have no equal. I'm going to dig back into that a whole bunch today, tonight, because God's plans for you are more than you could ever succeed in your life. The plans that God is wanting to work out for your life, they are more than you actually probably will ever begin to tap into for your life. God's plans are innumerable. So when your faith begins to get stretched that God is wanting to do something so much more, you got to understand that's not that big of a thing for God to do. His plans outreach that. They go farther than that. And at least the part of God's plan that He's letting us see, at least that part we can know God will do. God's plans for you are more than you could even imagine for yourself. If I tried to recite all the wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. You take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that you have made me, I love this scripture. Now that you have made me listen, I finally understand. How many people this year has God finally made you listen? It's been a long road in a lot of ways for me. God has a lot of times said, now that you're finally listening, I'm going to let you understand what I'm doing here. A lot of the battles, I'm going to tell you, this year, a lot of the things this year is God trying to get our attention into what He's trying to say about our lives. This is what this year has been said. It's going to be a supernatural year. God's desire is not for you to walk natural in any area of your life. God's desire is for you to walk into a higher level of supernatural living. And I'm going to tell you, it takes some strengthening to get there. It takes some growing to get there. That's what this season has been about. It's been about testing and strengthening and developing your faith so that you can see maybe even part of this big plan God has for your life. Here's where the enemy comes in. The enemy comes in and wants you to believe that this is what God has for you. How many of you know that? How many of you have fought that? The enemy has come in and caused you to settle. I'm going to tell you, you haven't seen the end of this story. You got to know that. You haven't seen the end of this story. And don't let the enemy get you convinced that this is the end and it keeps you stopped putting your faith into the supernatural that God's wanting to do in your life this year. Not this year, this season. God's really brought me. This is a season. We have been in a season. Then I said, until I finally understand, you don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Then I said, look, I have come as it is written about me in Scripture. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. I have told all your people about your justice. I have not been afraid to speak out, as you, O Lord, well know. I have not kept the good news from your justice hidden in my heart. I have talked about your faithfulness and your saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of your unfailing love and faithfulness. How many of you have been there? When you have actually stepped out in faith and you begin to inspire and you begin to use the words that God has given you and you've been able to say, God, I haven't been silent when you told me not to be silent. And then there's a calm and there's a pause. And you know what God is doing? See, here's what the enemy wants you to think. God's not doing anything. I'm going to tell you, when there's a calm and there's a solid moment in your life, that's the moment God is doing things bigger than you could see. That's the moment when God is working behind the scenes to move things that are not natural, that are supernatural. There is a movement going on when that faith becomes active in our life, and we got to make a decision. I'm going to get here and I'm going to watch God work. I've told you, Lord, because this is where it comes to at this moment. When you step out in faith, there comes a place in your heart where this cry comes out. Lord, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. Lord, let your unfailing love and your faithfulness always protect me. For trouble surround me, too many to count. My sins pile up so high, I can't see my way out. They outnumber the hairs on my head. I have lost all courage. What David was walking through was he was testifying. He was prophesying. He was speaking. He was walking in a supernatural way, in a natural world. How many of you have done that this year? You begin to talk and speak and believe in a supernatural way, and what's happened is you're still living in a natural world. What changes your natural world? Supernatural things. So if the enemy can get you to begin to believe that God has abandoned you when you've stepped out and you move to this place, you stop talking, you stop speaking, you stop living supernatural, and you go back to settling in a natural lifestyle. And the truth is, God didn't abandon you. We abandoned God. I'm going to tell you without a doubt, God is ripping up abandonment issues out of my life, left and right. Why? Because God loves me enough to do that. Here's where abandonment will come in. It will come in and say, man, God's going to drop you here. This is the most that He meant. You just read it differently. And when He comes in those areas, and He comes into your life, you've got the choice to buy it or not. You've got the choice to believe it or not. And it's been a year. I know most of you, man. It's been a year of those muscles, those spiritual faith-stepping muscles being strained. But let me tell you, when you strain your muscles enough, you get buff. You start stepping up into a level spiritually that you need to be to walk in that supernatural place. So I'm going to come back to you and I want to tell you again what I feel like God is telling us in this season. God is getting ready to move you out of this season. What God is getting ready to move you into, He's been using this season to prepare your muscles to get you to be able to live in that supernatural way of thinking, of speaking, of living, of walking. There is a process at work here. Don't believe God is not all involved in it. It is an important season to be actively involved with what God is doing in the church, in our families, in our nation, now. It is the moment to be in where God is moving. Because there's a lot of places that are moving away from where God is moving. I'm going to tell you, I am sure, without a doubt, that my life is secure. And that's only because of God. And when you come into agreement with that place that God is taking you, it don't matter what happened. I hear people get so upset about politics. So upset about, and I'm going to tell you, if you look at this nation through natural eyes, you will get upset about it. You will get in fear about it. But if you begin to root yourself like you never have before in what God is wanting to do for you individually, it don't matter if the rest of the nation takes a back porch away from God, God is not going to abandon you even in an ungodly nation. You need to know that. God is not a God who abandons us. But I'm going to tell you, this has been a year to cry out. This has been a year to cry out to God. And every time I move into a place to hear God, God keeps on confirming He is getting ready to kick wide open this door in this season. But as much as God is working in us, the enemy is working overtime right now, I believe in all of our hearts, to convince us and to get us motivated in that God has abandoned us. Now, I know most of us would never say that, but I've become okay with saying crazy things from this pulpit because I know you're thinking them. I know you're thinking them. I'm going to tell you, I know that the enemy lies to you the same way he lies to me. And God's confirming word every day in my life is, God is not a God who abandons or forsakes His children. You haven't wasted a year believing in me. God is not a God who abandons you. Now, you have the choice in this moment to abandon what God has told you. But I'm going to tell you, don't you blame that on God. Don't blame that on God. God's desire is to see it through. God's desire is to see it through. How many of you have seen that movie Broken? Has anybody ever seen the movie Unbroken? No? Okay, then I get to tell you about it. It's a really good movie. It's a really godly movie. A man. They took all the God out of the movie. Don't you hate when Hollywood does that? You know, it's a very godly man. They took all the God out of the movie. But here's what's happened is this man, and he was a very godly man. It was in World War II, and they went up in a plane, and the plane got shot down. So they came down, and they got back in another plane, and they went back up in that plane, and that plane got shot down. And that plane got shot down in and over the ocean. So the plane went down in the ocean with these men, and they were able to pull a life raft out of it. And they all got into the life raft while the boat sank. Well, while they're in this life raft, thank God they had a life raft, sharks came up and began to attack their life raft. And so somehow, miraculously, they were able to consistently, for 47 days, which I think is a record for anybody ever living on the open seas in that kind of environment, patch that life raft time after time after time again when the sharks would come up to attack their life raft. So already, at this moment, it's been one catastrophe after another, and then finally when they seen planes fly overhead, of course coming to rescue them, they stand up and start waving their hands and start drawing all the attention to them, and those planes open fire on them and start shooting hundreds and hundreds of bullets at them. And completely sink their life raft and come down and capture them and take them off to prison. I'm going to tell you, that is life sometimes. That, I'm going to tell you the truth, that has been my life a lot here lately. Right when you think you make it to this moment to where, whoo, I made it past that, there's been another moment that was worse than before. And you get into that, and you can't believe how God could save you out of that. And then you find out there is still something worse that God could save you from. Now, I'm going to tell you, I love God. But He has got a wonderful way of working in our life that at times and at moments, it looks like, God, you abandoned me here. It does. There's been a lot of times in my life when I didn't make it all the way to the end of what God was wanting to do, that it looked like God left me and He forsook me. And the church gets real quiet. But let me tell you something. If you believe that God has abandoned you, if you believe that, it's one of two things. First one is, you did not see it through with God. You didn't give God the time in your life to build into your life what He wanted to do. And the truth is, you abandoned God. you backed out before he was through working with you. Or secondly, if you think God has abandoned you, he's not done with this story yet. He's not done with this story yet. He's involved in it. He's invested in it. I'm going to tell you without a doubt, he's walking right beside you in it. But if you are hearing lies of abandonment, you need to know that God does not abandon his children. He does not. He will not. And if you can hold on and believe what he has told you, you will see greater things than what you even have understood his plan meant in the end. I'm going to tell you, in my life, a lot of times, I have seen issues where I would say, man, God, you left me there. God, you didn't see me through there. But when you start talking to God about those things, God either starts building back into you that same path you walked away from. He starts getting back involved into that path that you let go of that he wanted to see through. Or he starts speaking to you that the end is near. I'm going to tell you, the enemy brings abandonment, lies into your life, usually right before God is about ready to bust open the doors. He brings it at a time when he knows you are at your most vulnerable. He brings it at a time when you have wasted, you feel it seems like every bit of spiritual energy and every bit of spiritual time, when you have put it all on the line and you are waiting to see what God will do, the enemy comes in and tries to convince you at that moment, God will not meet you there. But I'm going to tell you, church, God is not a God who abandons his children. His word says he will not forsake you. So no matter what you have invested into this year or this season or your children or your life, one thing I can promise you, God is going to show up involved in it greater than you could imagine. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Don't let the enemy come in right now and rob you of the final act of this story. Don't let him come in and do it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a person that has roots of abandonment. And I'm going to be really honest with you. Every one of you in here do too. Every person has at some level, some degree, roots of abandonment. Because everybody has been failed at some time in their life. Now, I don't know if these roots go down to when you were a child, when you were a teenager, even as you were an adult. And I believe a lot of us have more severe issues than others. I can tell you, my husband will agree, I have much more abandonment issues than he does. And that's not, I'm going to tell you, don't be scared of your walk in life. Don't let the enemy come in and because you have issues, cause you to fear what God is trying to do in this season, in this moment in your life. You can experience abandonment issues from a million different ways. You can receive them from broken or hurtful relationships, from circumstances that you walk through, from tragedies that happened in your life, from death, from someone you love, from a job that you were in that fell out or fell under, from someone you trusted failing you, from friendships you've had or enemies you've had. Every one of us have suffered some form of abandonment because none of us are perfect. And every one of us has abandoned somebody at some time along the way. So when you are in places in your life and these lies of abandonment come, when they come into your life as you're walking out a faith walk with God, as they come up, they got to come out. As they come up, they got to come out. But what we love to do is we love to keep on pushing them down like they're not there. I wouldn't think that way. I would never feel that way. I would never act that way. But I'm going to tell you, the truth is, every one of our goals in life is to get the lies out and get the truth in. That's the walk we're on. That's where faith comes. We get the lies out, we get the truth in. We get the lies out, we get the truth in. So abandonment, no matter how deep its issues go in your life, the simple process is, let it come out. Quit acting like it's not there. Quit hiding behind the failures that other people have had in your life and realize that is what's keeping you from great faith. Where those lies are invested into your life, you can't have great faith. Faith comes from truth. Truth comes from God's mouth. If we have lies in our being, I'm saying a lot of them I believe are subconscious. And you get into a situation and they come up. And when they come up, we feel so ashamed. We can't even acknowledge that's a belief system in us. So we just put it right back down into us and we don't find truth. We keep those roots of abandonment, which is called unresolved abandonment issues in our life. So then when we get into situations and it makes us tremble or it causes us to fear more than we usually should fear, or it causes us to step back more than it should cause us to step back. When we get into those situations, what's happened is what needed to be in us was not in us. And those issues should take a front seat in our life and we should let God deal with those issues. God wants to deal with the lies that the enemy has placed in our life throughout our life. And I'm telling you, abandonment keeps you from having great faith. And it's going to take great faith for you to walk into what God's wanting to walk you into this year. Supernatural living takes great faith. But you are completely unaware of your faith level. I'm going to say, I am completely unaware of my faith level. Do you remember David said this? Search me, O God. I love that scripture. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. You don't have a clue what you can handle. I don't have a clue what I can handle. But God knows. God knows what we need inside of us. So when we get into situations and those fears come up, we have got to stop being a good, godly, church-faced person that says, God, I would never doubt you. I would never doubt you. I would never doubt you. I'm going to tell you, I can doubt God, and He's okay with it. I can come to a place to say, God, why does it look like you're failing me? What inside of me is keeping me from knowing truth that I gotta have to see you step me up into where you're trying to step me up into? It's extremely insecure, insecuring to have to admit that we have fears. But I'm gonna tell you, if you'll humble yourself and say, God, you know what? I have fears. You're defeating pride. You're putting it under your feet. You're taking a humble heart before God. And I'm telling you, God can work with a humble heart. God can work all inside of a humble heart. Man, God could take a man like Moses and turn him into a man who could hold up a staff and part a Red Sea by simply stepping in faith, because Moses had no problem saying, God, I am at times fearful. I am at times untrusting. I am at times needy. This year has been a time to walk us into things so that what was in us, God could reveal so that we could trust Him. God wants us to trust Him. He wants us to take, and everywhere the enemy has came into your life, in the past, in the present, and gotten into a question mark, because we didn't see God faithfully see it through. It puts a big question mark in our heart. And what happens is, it's unresolved. It's not faith. It should be faith. It's unresolved. And when we hide things, hiding things, it's not faith. Hiding what we feel, hiding what we think, hiding things, it's not faith. It's hard to be a good Christian. It's hard to look like a good Christian a lot of times when you're being a good Christian. Can I be honest with you? Because a lot of times a good Christian falls and gets up again. And falls and gets up. The Bible says, even though if I fall seven times, I'm still going to get back up and I'm still going to stand up on my feet. Because you know what? God is not done working in me yet. A good Christian looks like somebody who can't make it without Jesus. A good Christian does not look like somebody who does not need Jesus. And that is something you've got to be able to get to a place to understand as you walk out of this season this year. Now, as God began to move this truth into my heart, that I was not bringing my abandonment issues to Him. Me and my husband we're in a season of seeing God do things. And I say that on my good days. But on my bad days, I say, oh my gosh, that's not what I say on my bad days. But let me tell you, God is instilling inside of me such a faith where there has been such a fear. God is doing something in this year where fear has always been a motivator, to where fear is learning to shut its mouth and bow its knees and faith is taking over. But that never would come into place if I continue to sell myself. I believe in God. I believe in God. I'm going to tell you, if I don't believe in God, I'm going to ask God, why? Why am I struggling here? Be honest with you. Jesus walked that same walk. Let me tell you, David walked that same walk. Psalms 22. David said, and I love it because I say it, and it's honestly one of the most important verses as you're walking out of the season where the enemy has trampled you to walk into a supernatural season, you need to learn. It says, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you don't answer. Every night I lift my voice, but I find no relief. Let me explain to you. David had no problem being honest with God, because David knew that God would answer him. David was transparent before God. David pushed lines with God that no man up until that time had pushed. And here's what was said about David. He was more like Jesus. David would not stand behind religious facades. David would not look like the perfect king. David decided, I'm going to be a man who is hungry after God, who can't make it without God. And at times, that causes me to ask God some hard questions. Such as, God, why does this look and feel like abandonment to me? Why am I in a season to where everything in me seems like you have left and you didn't take me with you? But see, if you go on and read that chapter right there, which I'm not going to, you'll find out that God was rooting out seeds of abandonment. Abandonment issues that went all the way back to the womb in David. Abandonment roots that went so far back that if David didn't learn to let God pull those roots out and place faith in there, if he didn't let God do that, David would never be able to fight on a supernatural level that God expected David to fight on. And the same is Jesus. Jesus showed us this example, and I'm going to tell you, my goodness, David was not a weak man. But he had to look weak at times. And he didn't look weak for you. He didn't look weak for me. He looked weak because he was weak without God. You're going to look weak at times. But you can look weak to man. Because when you look weak to man, you look strong to God. You look strong to God. David was not considered weak. He actually used this open and honest man, God did, to reflect Jesus to us from so many times in the Bible. Jesus walked this same battle. Now, let me tell you, if you think it's hard for you to publicly cry out to God, think about Jesus. All right, he's on the cross. Savior of the world. Son of God. God in form. In man. And Jesus had to publicly cry out for God and had to let God know what that situation felt like in that moment. In Matthew 24, is that right? Matthew, don't, why am I asking you? I have it right here. In Matthew 27, it says, as noon and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. And about 3 o'clock, I want you to notice, it's the end of Jesus' battle where the enemy came the hardest. It's the end, the last moments, the very end time, the enemy came in and said, your God has not seen you through. This season is coming to an end. If you will allow God to speak to you and speak faith in the end of this battle. So here we see Jesus. And he is at the end of the time. And he says, my God, why have you abandoned me? Now, I've heard a lot of people preach this. I've even researched this to heard this preached a million different ways. But I'm going to tell you, if Jesus is saying this looks like abandonment, Jesus don't lie. It looked like abandonment. He was having to publicly, in front of people that wanted him to succeed and wanted him to fail, Jesus had to be open enough with God and ask him, why, God? Why this far? Why this deep? Why this hard? Why this lonely? Why? Jesus had to ask God why, because Jesus had to hear the answer. Without a doubt, God answers his children. Without a doubt, God whispers in our ears. Without a doubt, God will come in. When you ask God why, he will refocus you, re-strengthen you, re-establish you. He will tell you, just exactly like we know he told Jesus, I am not abandoning you on that cross. This is not the end of this season. I hope you're hearing me tonight. I hope every person is understanding that God is not abandoning you. This is not the end. He is saying, I'm getting ready to kick open hell. I'm getting ready to walk you into health. I'm getting ready to save your family. I'm getting ready to do what you can't do. Amen. This is what has to come out so that I can speak truth and you can grab it. You have got to have God's word to walk through these doors. You've got to have the faith when God speaks in that moment. If Jesus had to have it, we have to have it. If Jesus had to hear God say, that's not the end, Jesus, how much more do we? How much more do we? Jesus had to hear God say, I didn't lead you to the cross to end it here. David had to hear him say, I didn't lead you to this cave to lead you not crowned king. God does not take us into places to not walk us out. Church, God walked you into this place this year to bring you to another level that only can be a supernatural walk. Yeah. So I want you to ask yourself, what is the greatest thing that God has told you he will do for you in this season? Think about it. What is the greatest thing God has told you that this season has meant for you? It's pretty good, isn't it? It's pretty powerful. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty mighty. But let me tell you, that is the only natural view to what God is honestly wanting to do supernaturally through you. See, when Jesus was led to the cross, the cross was his finish line. But when he made it to his finish line, God supernaturally did something that only God can do. God supernaturally did something that if we understood it in the natural, we didn't understand what was going on in the spiritual. But right now, I'm still affected by what spiritually happened when it became a spiritual work. Here's where God is wanting to move into your life. He's wanting to take our natural place of faith and move us into a spiritual place where it goes beyond what our lives could ever impact, could ever do, could ever make it through. God wants to do a supernatural work this year. God wants to build in our lives faith to believe it. And the enemy is doing everything he can to cause us to believe at the end of the line, just like he did with Jesus, "Man, I've abandoned you." He walked you all the way to that cross to leave you there. Let me tell you, God don't leave his children. God wouldn't have left Jesus on that cross. God won't leave you in that job. God won't leave you on that broken road. God won't leave you hurting. God won't leave you disabled. God won't leave you where he has brought you to the end of the road. God won't leave you. But until you let him pull out everything in you that's not faith, until you let him examine your heart and show you what's not trust, to show you what is not faith, until you become comfortable enough with what God wants to do to say, "God, why does it look like this right here? Why does it look like this right here?" God can't speak faith into you. So you can't go on somebody else's faith. You know that. You can't hear what God did for somebody else. Man, that can excite you and that can inspire you, but that's not faith in you. Faith comes when God speaks to you in the moment that God wants to do things for you and you cry out. That's why Jesus had to cry out. Jesus refused to allow fear in. And I'm going to tell you, God wants your life to be a life that when the enemy comes and lies to you, you have no problem saying, "God, this is what it looks like. This is what it feels like." I was having a conversation with my husband about this season that we're in, and he has great faith in this area. He has not walked the walk through life that I've walked, though. Now, I have great faith in other areas, and I haven't walked the life that he's walked. But when we're in different areas of our life, in this area, I keep on telling him, "You know what? God is taking things out to put things in." So if God is revealing things in your life that's not trust, this is what came out of my mouth one time. This is honestly what I said, and it is truth. I said, "I have never seen God be faithful there." That sounds horrible, I know, and I've said it up here. But let me tell you, the truth is, my faith has never been stretched to see God do what God wants to do there. That's not a bad thing. If you realize God is wanting to teach you things in your life this year, that is a good thing. And I have an awesome husband. You know what he turned around to me and said? Because most people would say, "Oh, you get up and preach." Which he does say that sometimes. But you know what he said? He said, "You are getting ready to see God do something amazing then." I'm going to tell you, that's where your faith has to come. Where you realize there's things in you that are keeping you from having the faith that you need. And it's not wrong they're there. But it's wrong if you keep them there. It's wrong if you don't let God see you fully, to speak to you completely, to build in you the faith that it takes to step into this season. I will be so sad. I will be so sad if our lives don't make it to where God wants us to, because we have not been open and honest before God. Church, I want to see your ugly. And I want you to see my ugly. If that ugliness brings us to a deeper, stronger, more intimate, more encounter with God, let me see it in you, because God wants you to be full of Him anyways. So I want you all to bow your heads, because I believe you got to make a decision. Father, right now, Lord, we come to you and we refuse to allow the enemy to catch us off guard with abandonment. We declare in our hearts right now, church, I want you to say, my God is not a God who would abandon me, who will forsake me. He's led me here to see me through. Father, right now, Lord, I ask you to reveal in our hearts in these weeks, in these days, reveal where we are keeping your truth from coming in. Lord, help us to be open with you. Help us to be honest with you. Help us to be transparent with you. Help us to ask you the questions that we might not think you want to hear. God, you want to hear our questions, because you're the only one that can speak truth. Father, I thank you that your truth is what sets us free from fear and abandonment and lies and discouragement, not our truth. So, Father, right now, Lord, I pray a supernatural anointing in every person in this room, that their hearts will be open to you, that they will desire the pure, intimate relationship that helps them to come to you and to allow you to be you in their life. Lord, I thank you that you are doing something complete, that you are completing us. Because the God who began it, the God who started this work is faithful to complete it, God. Don't let me hinder your completion. Don't let my fear, my pride, my insecurities, don't let me hinder you completing faith in me. Lord, I ask you to give them an exciting view of the future you have for them. Lord, expire that next season. Give them a taste, God, of what you have in store for them in such a way that it keeps their spirits alive and it keeps them hungry to push through. We are not people who settle. We believe and step into the promised land, Father. I pray that anointing on these people here tonight. I pray a follow-through anointing through your word that we will not step back, but we will hold on till you're done working this into our lives. Father, I thank you for a grip that holds us to you, that keeps us, Father God, connected to where we need to be till you complete everything you have wanted to do. And we'll know it's done when it's greater than we could imagine. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, the wonderful things, God, that you have in store for us. God, I thank you. You are causing supernatural blessings right around the corner, God. And I thank you that the devil's mouth is shut, and that we are by faith, by supernatural, unhindered, unpolluted faith, stepping into your promises in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.